Good afternoon. I'm Ty Pinkins, and you're tuned in to Community Conversations with the Mississippi Center for Justice, where we believe that an informed consumer is an empowered consumer, and we want you to be empowered through the information we present on the show today. Good afternoon, Big V. How are you?
Hey, man. Hey, I got you on the line, man. So it's a great day to be talking to the Mississippi Center for Justice, and I got Ty Pinkins. So, hey, it's one of them great days, you know? So
there you go.
So listen, so today we're going to discuss some medical debt and credit report and some steps that people in the community can take to keep the medical debt in check. So what we got, bro?
Yeah, that's right. So we're going to talk about medical debt and your credit report. So we know debt collection is one of the top complaints received by the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. And when a debt is seriously delinquent and the creditor sells the debt or refers the debt either to a collection agency or to an internal collection department, the collector or creditor can separately report the account to one or more of the three largest nationwide consumer reporting agencies as an account in collections, so they can report it to the credit bureau. And this can have a negative impact on a consumer's credit report, credit score. Out of all debt types, medical collections make up 52% of collection accounts on credit reports, far outpacing all other types of debt. Medical collections are so widespread that an estimated 43 million consumers with an account in collections have medical debt. According to Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, roughly half of all collections that appear on credit reports are reported by debt collectors seeking to collect a medical bill claimed to be owed to hospitals and other medical providers. And these medical debt collection trade lines affect the credit reports of nearly one-fifth of all consumers in the credit reporting system.
Now, I kind of know this answer, but I'm going to let you get into it. But why, what are some of the reasons that community members are facing this issue with this medical debt on these credit reports?
Well, one of the main reasons is the lack of accountability and standards for collection practices. According to complaints to the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, consumers may not be aware that they owe a medical debt or have time to resolve it before a collection account appears in their credit report. The absence of any standard of how delinquent a medical debt has to be before it appears on a credit report means this can happen anywhere between 30 and 180 days past the billing date. So when collectors substitute active efforts to contact a consumer, so they don't even try to contact a consumer to report a credit reporting agency, they impose a huge cost on consumers. And another issue is the resulting confusion from multiple bills, providers, and collectors. Medical billing is complicated and confusing, and a single treatment at a hospital can result and multiple bills from multiple providers. For example, after a surgery, a consumer can receive a bill from the surgeon, the anesthesiologist, and the surgery facility. A health insurance policy may cover some providers and some procedures, but not others. And it may cover all or part of a bill. So some consumers may find it difficult to know what they owe and who they owe it to. And this confusion can be amplified when a medical bill goes to collections. Medical providers, in turn, rely on a series of third-party collectors with only indirect and short-term ties to underlying debt, thereby introducing potential for errors in collecting collection reporting. And this can make it challenging for consumers to verify whether they actually owe the debt or not.
So really, debt is debt, right? So medical debt is like the same as, you know, any other debt, right? You know, regarding of your, you know, your credit report is, you know, right?
Yeah, you know what? I get you, debt is debt, but medical debt is different.
Okay.
And scores haven't treated it that way.
Okay.
So many consumers who have medical debt in collection may have the ability and willingness to pay. Of the consumers with only medical collections accounts, 50% have otherwise clean credit report.
Wow.
These consumers may have lacked proper notification about the debt from the collector or are in the process of contesting it. A recent study determined that medical debt is not as good a predictor of a consumer's likelihood of paying a debt as was previously believed. Medical collections accounts are smaller than many other types of debt. Half of medical debts are under $207. That's $207. This indicates that consumers may be able to pay them. Some consumers may just be confused about what they owe, believe the debt has already been paid, or that they simply do not owe it. And credit scores that treat medical and non-medical debt the same over time penalize millions of consumers who have medical debt. So basically it's saying that they're treating medical debt the same way that they treat credit card debt, when medical debt most of the time is lower. People mm-hmm. may owe $105, $200,
yes.
but that's impacting their credit score on their credit report the same way that it's impacting that credit cards impact the credit score, which is not fair. And consumers with many medical bills face even more challenges from the present medical billing and collection system. This may be particularly true for those with medical emergencies or lengthy hospital stays. These consumers may lack the support, time, energy, or resources to resolve debt promptly. So basically, we're talking about people in low-income communities who are just too busy trying to live in order to pay attention to the medical debt that's on the credit report. As consumers have to deal with the illness or emergency, they also got to cope with the cost of care and figuring out how much their insurance will cover. Consumers with language assistance needs may have even more difficulty recognizing or resolving their bills when dealing with collection agencies. In complaints with the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, consumers identified as having medical debt were more than twice as likely to claim that the debt was paid and more likely to claim that they were not giving enough information.
Wow. So, yeah, there's a lot of things happening with this medical debt. So what we'll do is we'll take a break and we'll come back and then we're going to get into some of the steps that, you know, the members can take to check on that and keep it in check.
Sounds good.
There it is. Information. So being that we got information, we're going to get back into basically what we have been talking about today is about medical debt. So, wow. So we've been talking about medical debt. What are some steps that community members can take to just, you know, keep it in check?
But I'm glad you asked that question. And I'm going to give you 7 steps you can take to keep medical debt in check. First, review your medical bills carefully. If you don't recognize the provider, check the date of service to see if you have a medical treatment on that day. For more complicated procedures, ask for an itemized bill from the provider in order to check how much you were charged for each service. And some providers who bill you directly may have been associated with the hospital where you were treated, so you may not have known you were receiving services from them at the time you were being treated. Second, get documentation. Prepare an organized record of all your bills. If you need to dispute a bill, send a written notice to the provider and include a copy of all relevant documents, such as records from doctor's offices or credit card statements. And do not send your original documents. The third thing that you can do is check your health insurance policy and make sure your provider has your correct insurance information. You should know what your insurance covers and what it doesn't. But first, your insurance information needs to be up to date and accurate. A small mix-up can lead to big bills for expenses that your insurance should have covered. Fourth, act quickly to resolve or dispute the medical bills you receive. If you have verified you owe the bill, try to resolve it right away. Verify whether an insurer is paying all or part of the bill. If you delay the bill and let it end up in collections, it can have a significant impact on your credit score. If you don't owe the bill, act quickly to dispute it. And fifth, negotiate your bill. Hospitals may negotiate the amount of the bill with you. The tab may be reduced if you pay the whole amount up front. You can also try asking for the rate that people who have insurance get. The hospitals might also offer a plan that enables you to pay off the debt in installments at no interest, and it doesn't hurt to ask. And even if you're from a low-income community, you can also ask the hospital if they have some type of payments to help low-income individuals who find themselves in the hospital.
Or you can just say, I ain't got it. No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead, bro. I'm sorry, my bad.
You know what? No. You can say, I ain't got it. You say, I ain't got it, and see if they'll work with you, because the fact of the matter, Big V, is a lot of hospitals are nonprofit organizations.
Right,
and
right.
They get donations.
Absolutely.
To operate, and some of those fees can help people in low-income communities cover their bills.
Gotcha. Yes,
the sixth thing The sixth thing that you can do to keep medical debt in check is to get financial assistance or support. Many hospitals have financial assistance programs, which may be called charity care, if you are unable to pay your bill. And the sneaky thing about the charity care and the financial assistance program, they're not going to tell you about them unless you ask. Mm-hmm. You have to ask them if they have some type of financial assistance that can help you pay your bill.
Yes, sir.
And finally, don't put medical bills on your credit card if you can't pay it. If you can't immediately pay off a high debt on your credit card bill, you will be charged high interest, and it will look like regular debt to other creditors. Instead, ask your medical provider for a payment plan with little or no interest. The current medical debt collection system is not working for consumers, frankly. And according to the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, collectors and medical providers can make medical collections more standardized so that consumer behavior can be more accurately reflected in credit scores. And more consistent and more accurate reporting may have its biggest impact among consumers who are struggling to understand their medical bills and keep up with costs, with care costs. In addition, it'll lead to greater credit predictability and a stronger credit score. So if any listeners should have any consumer protection questions, you can look us up at www.mscenterforjustice.org. That's www.mscenterforjustice.org. Or call us at 844-297-4625. Thank you again for listening in on this episode of Community Conversations with the Mississippi Center for Justice. I'm Ty Pinkins, and see you again next Tuesday.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate the information.